This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's hear from D'Amico. D'Amico spoke about kind of describing receivers, describing what sounds like slot receivers is what it sounds like, smaller receivers at the combine in terms of prospects. Here is D'Amico Ryans, the head coach.
Receivers under 170 pounds just need to be fast. So a guy like myself can't hit you. So, but speed is the redeeming quality. I think for smaller receivers, you having that speed, the quickness, especially those guys who are in that slot receiver position, like them being matched up on a lesser cover player, the nickel position, right? They can really make a ton of plays in the game just by utilizing their quickness.
All right, there it is. And you heard that, and That kind of jumped out to you in terms of maybe a difference from what we'll see this year coming up to what we've seen the past 2 years.
Well, I mean, we'll go two straight segments where really my brain went somewhere where really D'Amico wasn't even talking about, right? So two in a row. He's talking about wide receiver prospects, smaller wide receiver prospects, and mentioned the slot receiver and the mismatch that he is with a lesser cover defender. And it got me to thinking immediately, like, we've talked a lot about Bobby Slowick versus Nick Caley and what does the offense look like last year versus what Nick Caley's going to bring to the table. I just got a firm belief, I guess, that Nick Caley and the Houston Texans, I guess Nick Caley's version of the Houston Texans offense is going to look a lot more like the New England Patriots Brady years than the Shanahan 49ers years. I just think that's the offense this thing's going to be geared towards. And the one difference, we talked about big differences yesterday, but one personnel difference, Ron, I think that is a real one, and I think we'll all see it if it is indeed the case, is Bobby Slowick seemed to be a guy that wanted all of his receivers to do everything, right? And with as many injuries as they had while Bobby was here over 2 years, the wide receiver position, it probably ended up paying off to have a bunch of interchangeable pieces and guys that could do everything instead of like specialty type wide receivers. And specialty type, let's be honest, just pass catchers in general. I think last year it was more of just a mixed pot. Everybody does everything, starting with blocking, and that's what our receivers are going to be. And I think this year there's a really good chance that what we see is, and this is not what D'Amico's saying, but it's exactly who he's talking about, is we see like a true slot receiver. Like back in the New England days, you think about Wes Welker, you think about Julian Edelman, you think, what's my man's name from up here in the Woodlands that came in that came in over the last couple of years?
Danny Amendola.
The smaller, usually it's a white guy. That is plays between the hashes over the middle of the field. It's kind of an outlet for the quarterback, right? That style of wide receiver versus a guy that can do everything. No, this guy is a slot receiver. This guy is a quarterback security blanket. This guy sees the game, sees the coverage, sees the safeties through that quarterback lens, and he's got a specialty skill set, if you will. There's a chance that this year, I think, that we'll be able to see that a little bit more clearly than what it was with Bobby Slowick last year. I think Nick Caley moves more towards having specialty receivers versus trying to make all guys everything, if that makes sense. You can even look at the tight end position and kind of how the $12 million man was used last year. You know, he have his hand in the dirt, Dalton Schultz I'm talking about. He'd be in a two-point stance. He'd be at the fullback position. He'd be, you know, like they're trying to do everything with everybody. I think Nick Caley's going to be a little bit more skill, like strength specific of what we ask certain players to do. And there's a good chance you could see it where this team has a real slot receiver next year.
Yeah, because there's some kind of some, you know, give and take with that, right? Yeah. The other part is like, hey, man, there was a deal of anybody could line up anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like Nico could line up in the slot and there was some success there. Diggs could line up on the outside. Tank, who probably fits the profile size-wise as a slot, but he probably over the time he's been here healthy, done most of his damage on the outside.
Yeah.
So there's some give and take there, but then there's also some, like, I think for somebody like John Metchie, this may be very, very helpful.
No question.
Of like, hey, John, you're a slot. You're right here. These are the routes you're going to run. This is what you need to focus on. You don't have to think about other stuff like that. So, you know, for certain guys, and I'm guessing they're probably going to bring in guys that fit more of that. But I would hope there is still, and I would imagine there is, some flexibility in there because there were times where the Tyrant was able to take advantage of Nico Collins.
Yeah.
In the slot.
Well, yeah, look, I think Nico is Nico. I mean, Nico has the ability, like your system, Nick Caley's system should be what I would imagine like Brady's system was with Randy Moss. And I'm not saying that Nico is Randy Moss. I'm just simply saying like when the Patriots all of a sudden got Randy Moss, damn it, you could tell him to line up anywhere, right? Wherever you wanted a game planning, wherever you wanted to get a matchup, you could tell him to line up. But generally speaking, just with your offense, you got specialty players that fit a certain niche instead of everybody does everything. I'll be honest with you, I personally, as we've had this conversation multiple times before, I personally prefer what I think Nick Caley is going to look like from a personnel standpoint. I'll tell you right now, like one thing that this football team absolutely 100% needs is, yes, to the offensive line has to be better. C.J. Stroud needs more control at the line of scrimmage to direct the traffic and know where the pressure's coming from. But I tell you what'll help C.J. Stroud more than anything is a surefire slot receiver that he knows exactly where he's going to be. I'm going to slide my protection left. I got my security blanket to the right. If they bring pressure off the slot, I got my guy right there. My eyes are right there on the pressure. My eyes are right there on my outlet. Ball's out. I got a guy that I can trust. And it's the same guy every time. It's not a crapshoot of four or five different guys and how are they going to run the route. And every week it's preparing differently and trying to figure out and get that chemistry with that guy. No, it's the guy that you got the chemistry with and boom, you got it right now. Move Nico wherever the hell you want to move him. Nico's a different animal, but from a system, like Dalton Schultz needs to be more of a specialty type of tight end. Cade Stover, a specialty type of tight end, right? Those guys don't need to be, well, they can all do everything. No, they're two different skill sets, totally two different skill sets. To your point, John Metchie, I agree with you, Ron.
No, I think, yeah, for
John,
him.
John Mechie's skill set absolutely 100% fits a slot receiver skill set. And you know, I've never thought as highly of John Metchie in terms of just being an all-out wide receiver as most people did when he came out in the draft. I absolutely love John Metchie as a potential, hey, you're a slot receiver and this is all you're going to do. This is, know this right here like the back of your hand and bail my damn quarterback out and keep him from getting hit. I love that thought.